A lot of our species have to migrate each year. Typically, a lot of those migration corridors cross roads and highways, so that obviously puts them in a conflict with people. So we like to make it easier for them to cross some of these routes.
Faith Heaton-Jolly is the Public Information Officer for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Wildlife crossings are not a new idea. The first one in Utah was built in 1975. But Jolly says improvements in technology since then helps DWR and UDOT develop highly effective new wildlife crossings.
We were able to locate the best spots for these crossings because we have a program called our Wildlife Migration Initiative, where each year we'll capture and put GPS collars on deer and on elk and put little GPS backpacks on some of our sage grouse and bands on some of our birds. And so we can basically see almost in real time where these animals are migrating.
After building the crossings, DWR monitors them using infrared-activated game cameras to see if animals use them.
That's given us a lot of confidence to know that these are working.
DWR anticipates completing a culvert underpass north of Strawberry Reservoir in central Utah this spring. They also plan to break ground on an underpass below I-15 near Cove Fort in Millard County and to improve an existing underpass near Leeds in Washington County by adding additional wildlife fencing. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.